for 11 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And a great big December 26th, good morning to you all. This is the second of three special holiday editions of Rosie on the House. I'm hoping that you had an absolutely fabulous Christmas yesterday and Hanukkah season and can all look forward to that new year of 2021 coming around the corner, baby. She's almost here.
By the time we broadcast again next Saturday, it will be 2021.
2020 be history, baby.
This is our last 2020 broadcast right here. Put it in the books. And, you know, speaking of the books, I don't remember how I stumbled across it this week, but I was trying to find some historical data. I'm like, you know, we don't have a Rosie on the House historian. Anyway, looking for old records of the broadcast, what do you know the official first date? Or what even made you that date significant happen? How did it all come together?
You know, Romy, we, in fact, do have the very first show I ever did recorded on a cassette deck. So, or a cassette cartridge. If you could find a cassette deck, you could play it. And I'll tell you this.
So I'm surprised to hear cassette. I would have thought that might have been long enough ago to be A-track because the commercials. I remember the commercials still being on A-track up into the 90s.
Yeah, they were looped cart numbers. Looped VHS and whatever cartridges, but. You know, we started the show basically on a double dog dare back in the mid-80s. And I had gone to a home show in Atlanta about 1986 or 87, and I knew two men there, Rob and Bob. And they had the Rob and Bob Saturday morning home improvement show. And I got to be friends with them, and they said, Rosie, you need to extend your stay through the weekend and come down to the station with us. And we think you'd do good with a show. Just come see how easy it is. So I went down to the station with them Saturday in Atlanta.
And any idea what got them started doing it?
I would not be able to recall that.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
But
they made it look really, really easy. I thought, well,
Anybody can do this.
So I slept on it for about a year and just kind of developed a conviction. One of the things those guys did was they protected the homeowners and the listeners from making mistakes or from being taken advantage of. And that just kind of grew on me. I thought, you know, if in some way I could fulfill a role in a community like Arizona, which has so many transient contractors, service providers, and at the time, so many transient homeowners, maybe that would be a worthy cause for the benefit of the community. So I went around to a couple radio stations and proposed my idea, and one of them actually put me on, and like I say, re-recorded that first one. And I wish I hadn't. I don't know how I ever got invited back for week two.
The producer recorded the broadcast, or you pre-recorded the broadcast and played it recorded?
No, it was a live broadcast.
It was live, but somebody recorded it.
Yeah, I can still remember leaving the studio like I had just gotten out of a shower. I was so drenched in nervous sweat. I thought the microphone was going to electrocute me, and I was afraid to push any of the buttons. I was literally dripping wet. But
I don't know that there was enough electricity in radio stations then to electrocute you, because even the call screening was done on sticky notes. And
yes, they were.
You would run in during the commercial break to hand deliver all line fours, you know, this caller with this question, line two, line three, and reshuffle, all right, who's still on hold?
Oh.
That was all done on paper.
Well, when we first started this show, as you're saying, we were in a studio where I would take one of six of my children, one of the six, with me every Saturday. And they were the designated message runner. And, I mean,
now,
at first it was Dan Beach was the call screener.
Oh, funny. Detour Dan?
Detour Dan Beach was the call screener.
I didn't remember
and
that.
And he'd write down on the sticky notes, it's Sarah on line two about whatever. And then he'd hand it to one of the kids, and then one of the kids would run in the studio with that sticky note, and I would just line them up.
And you say six. You only had four when you started the broadcast.
Well, okay, that's probably true. So, and I think, you know.
You're up to six now.
Yeah.
And I came along through the, or was Julia already born?
And I can, in 88, Julia was, I think, born.
Okay. So you have five of the six.
Sweet Jennifer could tell us that for sure. But I still remember the very first question I ever got on air was from a woman in the Arcadia area with a question about bamboo flooring. And I had never even heard of bamboo flooring. So it was very early in my broadcast career, like about 10 minutes into my broadcast career, I realized I was going to get a lot of questions I didn't know the answer to. So I better be prepared to be humble and be appreciative and be thankful that I could even be given the opportunity to share the information. And you know, Romy, it was only a couple years after we were on air, I could hardly walk into a hardware store to pick up something and give my credit card, and the receptionist would look at me and say, Rosie Romero? Like Rosie from the Rosie? And then it would take me 2 hours to get out of the hardware store. I had to change my name on all my credit cards to just my initials, so that would happen less often. But it was because we showed up every week that pretty soon I started hearing from a lot of contractors, getting a lot of great information. And they would say, Rosie, your answer on that was pretty close. You were about 80% correct. But let me dial you into that final 20%. Here's the absolute correct way to answer that question. And pretty soon, we started collecting all that information, and we became like a repository for all the best homeowner advice for Arizona homeowners put together in one place. And that was all kept in a shelf in the back of the office in three-inch, three-ring binders. And the shelf kept getting longer and longer and longer. And then you graduated high school, moved away to live with my grandparents for a little while in South Louisiana, and came back and said, Dad, the internet machine was invented for all this.
And that's not entirely accurate, because I remember Mad Dog putting that website together for you when I was still in high school.
But we didn't know what to do with it.
No, this is true.
We had no idea what to do with it. It was still a big mystery to me. All I knew is Al Gore built it. I didn't know what it was.
Well, no, see, well, I'd say, I think you went on in 96, because I remember that from researching the domain.
On the internet machine?
Yeah. That claim of inventing the internet came like 4 years later after that, maybe even five.
Okay. Well, since the early days, we've done a little tabulating, and it's pretty humbling, but we have over 4,000 hours of broadcasting a home improvement show in the state of Arizona since the beginning. And if we can assume over all the years that we're answering about three questions an hour.
Now, is that call-in strictly or?
No, yeah, that's the get on the air.
Okay.
There's twice that many that
email.
Twice that many that call in during the show that just never even get on air.
Yeah, so this is three on-air calls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
per hour.
That tells me we've answered about 12,000 call-in questions live on air in 32 years. We've published over 1,000 newspaper articles throughout the state.
And we could probably retire if we got a dollar from everyone that said they were going to call in with an impossible question. Do you ever run into that? I got that all the time for years. I'm going to call in and say this. I'm going to call in. They never follow through on that.
Well, one woman did. I still remember many, many times being stumped. But I did get a call from a woman in Chandler. And this is early on in the broadcast. And she said, Rosie, I'd like to do a kitchen remodel. And I'd like the tile on the countertop to be the color the sky was yesterday at sunset. I did not know what to say. I remember another woman calling me from Tempe at one time. She wanted to know what color to paint her front door.
But I'm not talking real calls. I'm talking like people you run into or that you meet. Oh, you're the guy on the radio.
Yeah.
Or, you know, oh, I'm going to call in and, you know, I'm going to, you know, intentionally try and stump you on her. Just from people you meet, not, yes, we get stumped on the air quite frequently. I'm talking about people that are like,
challenging.
And yes, and they never follow through.
Well, being a city of engineers with all the engineering firms we've got in town, you know, the Motorolas and the whatnots, and Garrett Air Research, I always suspected, and Jennifer always suspected, that there'd always be people gunning for us. But
and the engineers are funny. We get long letters from them sometimes, and following their letter and their reasoning, it you can see how it makes perfect sense. But more often than not, in those times, when you bring it into real life, it's not the same thing. And so, I mean, I can't tell you how many engineers haven't gone to super cooling just because they can't physically make it make sense on paper yet.
More when we get back. Rosie on the House, the holiday edition. Thank you all for tuning in.